buildings on the farm? You know, what kind of buildings?
Well, the ones that I can remember real well, I had to start working at 5 years old. I've been farming ever since I was five. You know how I started? Carrying water in a Cairo circle, gallon bucket.
Yeah.
And it touched the ground. I was so short that it touched the ground. I just about this tall.
What were you carrying it from and to?
We were carrying it from the house to the people that was picking cotton.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. Of course, they carried water, but Daddy always wanted fresh water, cold water.
Yeah.
And so, then after that, I started picking cotton in a flour sack, 50-pound flour sack. I guess you still make them.
What are those things made out of, those sacks?
It's canvas,
It's made out of cotton, aren't it?
Yeah, it's made out of cotton, but it's just plain. They used to make underclothes with, In the back it says, Beulah's Best. Nobody didn't say American Beauty.
Gold chain.
Well, it's American Beauty. Wasn't that the most?
Gold chain, and then later they changed it to gold medal.
Yeah, well, gold medal. Yes, gold they gold are gold. Now.
What do you call that kind of thing that you put potatoes in? I mean, it's not like a flour sack exactly, but it's...
Well, I created mine. See, this is not a potato country. They told the big growers in East Texas said you cannot grow sweet potatoes in black land.
Oh, really? Why not?
I can't answer that. That's, sorry, that's the big shots that's always telling people things.
Yeah.
He had a plant there. It really is the most amazing thing I ever saw. I said, why don't you get the time here, come down here and give a Sunday story about this. It'd fill a magazine to tell you about that plant, process, what they do there. Well, he said no. Said it's he'd rather not do that. It's well known anyway. So he didn't appoint. He didn't want to interview that building. But it is made of steel and well, what they do, they put them in a. I never did see a kiln dry where they put heat on.
Mm-hmm.
Call it a kiln, K-I-L-N, how you say it.
Mm-hmm.
They do brick. You know what they have? They make brick hard and they have to depress it. Well, I don't use that. I just use this air right here. It's natural air. So I don't do that. But what this was, it had it's automatic. The building was steel and it was sprayed with this here fuzz about that big. It was a steel building, about 30 feet high and about, 100 foot in different sections. But he said, we've got an automatic humidifier, we've got a heater, we've got an air conditioner, and those things trip as the temperature varies and the humidity varies, just puts humidity in the air if it needs it.
Mm-hmm.
But in there, they lost a lot of potatoes.
Growing sweet potatoes like?
Well, it was a plant, like you say, a manufacturing plant.
Oh.
A plant, of course, they didn't manufacture potatoes, they just processed them.
Oh, I see.
And they had them in different, they had them in 50 pound crates, square crates, and they stacked, I imagine 30 foot, and they had these forklifts, run by a machinery, with it like a tractor, and it's got little fingers. And they could raise it up and unload and load.
Uh-huh.
They done it all by machine. Uh-huh. And they drive them around inside that building. And so,
well, how'd you get into raising sweet potatoes anyway?
Just by accident. I just thought I'd try something.
Uh-huh.
They used to grow sweet potatoes at the old-fashioned ones. They weren't like that. They've improved them till they're so much better. They bred them up. See, I don't know how they do that.
Uh-huh.
They can make different colors and shapes and different early and late.